Blog Talk Radio.
Because God's trying to tell you I'm going to do it this week. Run, mama, run. That's it. Prophesy. I got to preach. I ain't got a whole lot of time. But will you push your name and tell him God said he's going to do it this week? God said he's going to do it this week. Okay, y'all. Come on, get your Bible. Let's turn our attention to the screen. I don't have a whole lot of time. I ain't got a whole lot of time, y'all know. You taking too long. If you was going to shout, you should have shouted by now. Come on. Come on, Tyra Hill. I got to get out of here. I got 18 minutes. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 32. I just got a conviction in my spirit that the longer it takes me to praise, the longer it takes God to do what I asked him to do. But if I praise God quick, I believe God gonna respond. See, some of y'all still waiting on your flesh. You still waiting on your mind to catch up with your spirit. You got to make your... You got to call your mind subject to your spirit. I don't care what it looks like. The man of God said it's gonna happen this week. If God didn't want you to hear it, he'd have let you overslap. You in the room because God wanted you to hear me say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this week. Come on. I'm going to do it this week. Talking, that's okay. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing then. Just stand up in here and look cute. Don't say nothing. You're going to have to wait another week, but I'm decreeing and declaring what I've been waiting on God to do, it's going to happen. Push your neighbor, tell him you better say something and get off my road. You better say something. God's going to do it. Come on. Hebrews. Y'all so rebellious. Sit down, please. Sit down. Come on, tell your friend to sit down. You didn't wait it this long. You can wait another week. You can wait to June. You didn't wait it this long. Just you ain't in no rush. You ain't. I got some demons I need God to kill this week. I got some devils I need God to deal with. Somebody said before I leave this building, I got some... Y'all all in my time, but I need somebody to scream like by the time you get in your car. Y'all excuse me, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody praise him. I feel that in my spirit. By the time you get in your car, whatever you want to do, Jesus. However you want to fix it, Lord. Yeah. Ah, Lord. Lord. Come on, let's go. I feel churchy and I got to preach some of y'all. Some of y'all don't need a breakthrough. You just came to get a word. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but it's about 326 of y'all that say, I need a breakthrough. come on, get your Bible. You need a... Get your Bible.
Amen, amen, amen. Listen, thank you guys so much for being so patient and working with us on this morning without technical difficulties. We want to thank you and apologize for that inconvenience. Listen, we want to tell you guys we appreciate you. We love you so much. I cannot hold the man of God any longer. We have none other than our brother, our friend, Pastor Martin Scott is on here with us on this morning. Listen, I'm not going to prolong the time. I want to hear what the man of God has to say to the people. So I present to some and introduce to others none other than our brother, our friend, none other than Pastor Martin Scott. Man, God, you have the floor. Please bless the people.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It is indeed a pleasure to be on. And you know what? I'm just going to start it off by saying this. I thank God for technical difficulties, because sometimes God has to slow us down in order to get us ready to put us in a position to receive what he has for us. And sometimes if it's not for technical difficulties, you'll miss all of the smaller things in life because everything just runs smoothly all the time. And I'm just grateful to God that God just set it up to where we can be patient and we can work and we can just wait for the man of God to get everything set up to where we can receive from God that what he have for us on today. Let us pray. Let us go to prayer real quick. God, we thank you. We thank you for this day, this moment, and this hour. We thank you, O God, for life, for health, for strength, and for the soundness of mind. We thank you, God, that in the midst of all that's going on around us, you're still good. In the midst of all of the chaotic things that's going around us, you're still great. In the midst of all of the things that don't go our way, you still almighty. And for that, we just say thank you. We thank you, God, that you watched over us last night, allowed us to see this day. And for that, we're grateful. In spite of all the things that have transpired thus far on the day, when we look back over today alone, we thank you, oh God, for so much, because you've been just that good to us. Some of us hadn't been up but a few hours. But God, if we can just think about every inhale and exhale we took and just say thank you for each one. We done ran out of stuff, our breath already. But we thank you that you allowed us to be able to say thank you for all of that. God, we ask now that you would forgive us for our sin, cleanse our hearts, our minds, our ears, our eyes, our voice, and our mouth, so that we can receive a word from you. God, make our minds right. God, clean our minds up. God, clean our voice up. God, we just thank you. We just praise you. We just worship you. We just magnify you. Now, God, use your men, use your women, use your servants to deliver a word and to receive a word from you on today. We thank you and we praise you. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for the leader of this broadcast. We thank you for the apostle. We thank you for the visionary. We thank you, God, that you're connecting us all over this world. For it's in your son Jesus' name we thank you and pray. Amen. 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 It is good to be, once again, like we said, it's good to be on the line this morning. It's good to be in the room. Good to be in the room. And we just thank God for all of you that's on today. It's not our intentions, as it never is our intentions, to hold you long. But it is a word from the Lord for us on today. If y'all have y'all Bible, your electronic devices, or a copy or print of the Bible in whichever way you look at it, we're going to deal with something today just a little bit. Open up a, y'all know I like to open, anybody know me, I like to open up a can of worms. So we're going to open up a can of worms today to help us make it just a little bit farther in this life that we're in. And if y'all have y'all Bible or a copy thereof, turn to Job. Yeah, the book of Job, you know, Job chapter number 17. Job chapter number 17. Yes, yes. Come on in the room. Let us see what God has to say to us in here today. Yes, and we're going to be reading from Job chapter number 17, and we're going to read from you the Amplified Version today. The Amplified Version on today. And it reads, just that A portion of that, my spirit is broken. My spirit is broken. In the King James Version, it's probably saying my breath is corrupt. My breath is corrupt. But we want to deal with this word called broken. We want to deal with this word called broken because a lot of us, and I could really close it out after this statement right here, can't minister right because we're broken. Now, a lot of us can't minister right because we're broken. We can preach the horns off of a billy goat. We can teach the lights back on when the power company has caught them off. We can hoop it up, and we can call the people to come in and accept Christ, but the effectiveness of what we do if we're broken is not as powerful as it could be if we were made whole. And we as men of God and women of God, we need to realize that even we at times get broken. At times our spirit get broken. At times our emotion get broken. At times our hearts get broken. There are times where even our families are broken. There are times where husbands and wife are broken. There's times where mothers and daughters are broken. There's time where the mother and the son is broken. There's times where the father is just broken with everybody. You know, there is just brokenness all around us. And I believe that the body of Christ shun away from things such as this because nobody wants to admit that they are broken. There's been times in my life that I have been broken. I've been in the ministry for 38 years. I started when I was 16, and there's been a lot of brokenness in my life. Yes, there's been a lot of brokenness in my life, you know. And throughout life, I had to realize after I got a little bit older and realized that there were some things that was messed up, jacked in my life that I needed to go back and correct, not for anybody else, but for myself, so that I can be what God wants me to be. And we for the longest, we just look over it, we skim over it, we pass over it, simply because we feel embarrassed to let other people know that we are broken. Brothers and sisters of God, brothers and sisters in Christ, I want us to realize today that no matter what goes on in your everyday life, if you are broken, you need to, we all, let's say this, men of God, women of God, those of us that's teachers, preachers, pastors, and counselors, we all have the saying that we need to go to God and take it to God and let God deal with it. We need to, we tell our people that they need to get some kind of help, reach out and get some resources that we can offer them. There are things that we can give to them. Even if it's not us giving spiritual guidance or counseling, that can be someone in the secular world that give guidance and counseling. And even when doing that, we as the men of God and women of God like to take our brokenness, sweep it up under the rug until something comes up and something comes out. And then when it comes up and when it comes out, it's everybody's problem but ours. And we want everybody to feel sorry for us, to have pity on us, But the bottom line is, if we would take that what we give, in other words, if we would take the same advice that we give to other folk, then we would be able to deal with things in a better and a timely manner, so that at the end of the day, it's all going to work out for the good of all of those that love, not just us, but the good of all of those that love the Lord. See, when we broke, we deliver broken messages. When we're broke, we bring and deliver broken healing. You got to understand, because the Spirit's going to operate in what we got. And if we are operating and we're broken, then other people are susceptible to the brokenness that we have. So what we as men of God and women of God, what we need to do is we need to start dealing with the brokenness that's going on in our life. I know some of y'all doctors and theologians are looking back at the scriptures before and the scriptures after, and it's not dealing with any of these things. Stop looking up there. Stop looking down there. We're dealing with our brokenness as men of God and women of God, those that carry the word of God to the people of God that are really broken. And because of our brokenness, we can't deal with them. We can't handle them. And all we'll do is say, let's just pray about it. But there are sometimes prayer is not going to be the simple solution to everything, because some people need application in order for the prayer to come in and work. Some people can't hear the prayer because there has not been any application. Sometimes we have to apply some things in our life so that we can get to the point to where we can pray. There's times that I can't pray about problems simply because I don't know how to apply my prayer to my problems to get a solution for the future. I'm just talking about me. I don't know about any of y'all out there today, but I just understand and know that within the body of Christ, within the church, within the house, a whole of prayer, within the household of faith, we so busy looking at our image and want people to think that everything's okay and everything is fine. Everything can be okay and everything can be fine on the outside. You know, let me say it like this. When we wrap gifts for Christmas, before we wrap them, we make sure that everything is good on the inside of the package and nothing is good. But once you wrap it, it could get injured or damaged after the wrapping process. In other words, you can look good with your robe on. You can look good with your suit on. You can look good with your prayer shawl over your shoulders. You can look good with your head covered. You can look good in your nice suit or your dress, and you can look good in your priestly attire. But the bottom line is, on the inside of what we have wrapped up on the outside, if the inside is broken, then guess what? The outside really doesn't matter, because when the present is unwrapped and the child look at it and it's broken, they're going to simply look and say, it's broke. And as adults, we have to say, okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take it back to the store and get you another one. So in other words, what I'm trying to get us to understand today, some of us need to go back to where we come from. Some of us need to go back to the place where we first received our sight. Some of us need to go back to the place of simplicity. A lot of us, instead of trying to be so deep, we need to go back to John chapter 3, verse number 16, and realize that the depth of the scripture that God gives to us as men and women of God that deliver the word of God to the people of God, so that the people of God can progress in life. Not only can they progress in life, but they can be progressive in life, and then they can grow bountifully in this world. But they cannot, if we are broken, delivering unto them broken pieces of a great message that God has for us. And I'm not going to keep y'all too much longer. I'm going to give y'all a little diagram or a little example of something that about brokenness and how we as people try to fix things that's outside of our league. And as believers, we need to know, we need to see, we need to understand, we need to realize, and we need to come to just let the rubber meet the road and come to the conclusion that we don't have it all together all the time. Sometimes, and yeah, men of God, women of God, of us that deliver the word, we need to understand that sometimes we got to show some transparency to the people of God, so that they know that we are human just like them, and we have problems just like them, And we have to reach out to other people for solutions, just like them. You know, I'm just glad to know that I have a relationship with Bethel Baptist Church there in the city of Manning, that if I'm going through something or if I'm struggling with something, I could come to them and let them know how God brought me out of brokenness into wholeness. And what we as people of God and men of God and women of God and children of God are, sons and daughters of God, what we need to realize is that what this world needs now is they don't need us to deliver them a broken message. They need us to deliver to them a wholesome message. And the only way we can be whole is if we go out and get the help that we need. So when we take our toys back to the store, they give us the option and let us go out to the store, go back to the shelf, pick the item, bring it back to customer service where they would do an even exchange. And when they do an even exchange, you have to sign the receipt letting them know that I'm doing this exchange and I'm bringing something back that was damaged so that it can be fixed again. Come here, Potter. You understand what I'm saying, don't you? Sometimes the clay, after the potter finishes it and he puts it in the oven, he finds out that it still have some stuff that's ugly in it. It still have some lumps of old stuff in it, and they have to take it, and they don't throw it away. What they do is they'll put it in a barrel. They will crush it down. They will make it back into dust. They will take that dust, add some liquid to it, and begin to form something all over again. So in other words, when you get broken, go to the potter. Stop going to this one, that one, and the other one, and go to the potter. Let the potter know that you're going through something, and the potter will send you to the potter's wheel. In other words, he will send you to the right person that will have the right word, that will give you the right message so you can see the right vision. And what we need to do is stop going to everybody around here, and we need to start going to the potter. We call on everybody. We ask everybody for prayer, but all we got to do is go back to the potter, because the potter is the one that made us. The potter is the one that put us in the oven. The potter is the one that put the glaze on us. And then the potter is the one that see that that is a frailty in us, and the potter knows that we can come back to him, and he can gracefully break us. He can gracefully put us back together so that we can be that what God would want us to be. The man of God said in Job 17, my spirit is broken. Just so I let y'all know that I know what I'm talking about here, the scripture's talking about death is getting ready to come in, and he could taste death in his mouth. He can taste that death is coming over his organs. He could feel that death is coming into his body, and he know that his time is about to expire. And I want y'all to understand, if you don't deal with your brokenness, you would feel like death is coming in to your mouth. Death is coming in over your mind. Death is coming in to your tongue. Death is taking over your body organs, and you would feel like you are literally about to die. But all you got to do is remember that you got your hand in the hand of the potter, and the potter can put you back in on the wheel. He can mold you all over again, make you all over again, and restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. I'm just glad to know that I know that the potter is there. So let us remember this. And in our brokenness, we need to know who to reach out to. Because, and I'm fixing to close down. I'm going to close Apostle, and we're going to get ready to let this thing go out so we can, so the next person can get on and we can move right on along, because I know we have a two-hour slot here. And I want us to understand, go back to an old nursery rhyme. You know, they said something about Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall, and Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. And then the story took a twist that made me think about some things and realize that this is just a story. This is just a fairy tale, because it said all the king's horses and all of the king's men couldn't put Humpty back together. What I'm trying to figure out is why was warriors and why was horses trying to put something so delicate back together again. I want us to understand today, you need to know who to go to. You need to know who to call on, because if people can't deal with you and handle you with compassion, if you can't deal with people and handle people with care, compassion, and concern. We just need to let Humpty Dumpty stay broken on the side of the bridge. But I want us to understand today, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who sits high and looks low, who is sitting on the circumference of the world looking at everything that you're going through today, he's able to fix anything. He's able to do it all. The Bible says, now unto him who is apostle, able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we may ask. I want us to understand today, we serve a God. He is mighty. He is powerful. And he has the ability to take what the devil has destructed. He has the ability to put it back together again. And he has the ability to come out with a very another book in sequence with the book that the enemy thought he took you out of, that come back and brings joy, peace, and happiness. I can hear somebody wanting God to enlarge their territory today, but your territory can't be enlarged because you're broken and you can't handle a larger territory because you're not taking care of the small stuff that you got right now. That's why the scripture says that we have to be faithful over a few things, and God will make us ruler over many things. We want the big stuff when we still mishandling the small stuff because we are broken and don't know how to fix the smaller thing. You know, it's a thing. I'm going to say this. There's some folk that don't even know how to take the cover off of the valve stem to add air to the tires in their car. Now, that's something that everybody should know, man, woman, boy, and girl. You ought to be able to know how to put air back in something that's being deflated. I wish somebody could see that right now. I wish somebody could see that. So many of us are deflated. So many of us don't have, the air has went out of us. We're on a flat, and we don't even know how to minister to ourselves to help bring ourselves up. We don't even know how to take the valve stem off. We don't even know how to find the scripture in the Bible to help us out of a downtrodden situation. All I'm saying today, my brothers and sisters, is what we need to do is remember that we get broken just like the body of Christ, the members of the body gets broken. And we have to make sure that we are healthy and that we are whole and that we are sound so that the body of Christ can grow to be healthy, can grow to be whole, and can grow to be sound. And I'm so glad to know that because of today, because of the apostle, because of the vision, because we have come together today, that we can leave from this line today, we can leave from this room, and we can go out and let this world know that, hey, I was down, but now I'm up now. I was out, but now I'm in. We can let them know that the word of God says that the righteous has never been forsaken, or the righteous never stay broken, and the seed never have to beg of bread, or the seed will never be broken. It's time for us to stop letting things that bothered our forefathers to come in and break us today. It's time for us to say enough is enough and deal with these generational curses that we allow to come into our life, into our children's life, to our grandchildren's life, into the body of Christ's life. It's time for us to stand up and wage war against these generational curses because it's time for the brokenness to stop. Some of our relationships are broke. Some of our jobs are broke. Some of our visions are broke. Some of our prayer lives are broke. Our study lives are broke. Our worship lives are broke. You look around us, everything around us is broke. And we wonder why things always happen to us. It's simply because we hadn't healed or we hadn't corrected what was broken from 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years ago. So everything that comes on is standing on a broken foundation. I'm so glad that we had this time together. I'm so glad that we was able to come on in the room and be able to share a little piece of our heart, a little piece of our testimony, because that was a time that I was broke, but God. Yes, but God brought me out. I was down and I was out. I couldn't see my way over, but God was my bridge. I couldn't see my way around, but But God was my light in the time of darkness. I kind of bad to say, I can say it like this. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and the morning star. But we're not going to go down that road today. But what we are going to say is what's broken in your life, we need to go back to the potter so that the potter can fix it. Job said that in Job 17, my spirit is broken and my days are extinguished. The grave is ready for me. I like to say today the devil is a lie, because as of today, I declare my freedom from the brokenness of my life. I declare my breakthrough from the brokenness of my mind. I declare my deliverance from the brokenness of the way that I talk. I declare my freedom from the brokenness of relationships in my life. And I declare today that by the power of God in the name of Jesus, that every last one of us on this line today, that's in this room today, we are totally unbreakable. Not because I say so, but because the word of God says so. Whom the Son has set free is free indeed. God bless you, men of God and women of God. God bless you, Apostle. I'm so glad that we was able to be here on today. Thank God that you hung in there with us through technical difficulties. And that just let us know that sometimes even technology gets broken. But if you give it just a little bit of time, handle it with care, God will put it back together so you can get what God has for you. God bless you, Apostle. God bless your family. God bless your ministry is our ever prayer. For each and every one of you, I say it like I always said, may the Lord God bless you, 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 and you. Real good. God bless you, Apostle. Our time is up. Real quick prayer. God, our Father, we thank you. Thank you for your people. Bless your people, oh God. Anoint your people, oh God, as we get ready to leave from this segment of the broadcast for the next segment. God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would watch over your people, lead them, guide them, direct them, and protect them. And we like to say now, may the grace of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, rest, rule, and abide with each one of us in our hearts. Until we meet again, don't hang up, brothers and sisters. Stay on for the next segment. May the Lord God bless you real good. God bless you, Apostle. We're back in your hands.
Amen, amen, and amen. See, man, listen, you did something for me. Tomorrow, I'm going to be hitting 51, and I'll be hitting 30 years of ministry. And you said, you used the analogy of Humpty Dumpty. I don't know how many times I've fallen off that wall. I don't know how many times I've fallen off that wall. And I was looking for people to validate me while I was in my fall instead of taking my stuff back to the potter. See, y'all don't understand. Y'all don't understand. If the message didn't do nothing for nobody on the line today, it did something for me. This man of God literally just gave me some strength on this morning, because you never know what an individual person may be going through, whatever storms that they may be experiencing in life. Sometimes, let me help you real good. Let me bless you to your blessed place, put you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny real quick. God will put some things in your pathway to show you who he really is. He'll allow you to go through the storm so he can prove you that he is the God of the storm. God gave me a revelation some years ago. He said that I'm still God in chaos. As a matter of fact, God works greater in our chaos than he do, God help me right through him, than he work when everything is going good, because we can see him then. But it's not until we start going through the storms of life, and we go through the trials and the tribulations of life, and that's when we have to really work real hard to see who God really is. He's still working behind the scenes. My thing is, our eyesight, we looking at at the problem instead of looking toward the hills. Come here. That which come at our help. Lord, the Lord is up there. He ain't down here in your problems. If you learn how to change your game. We taught on a message yesterday. We taught about the blind man when Jesus led him out into the wilderness, and he spit in his face. And when he spit into his face, he laid hands on him. And one of the things I didn't get an opportunity to share with the people on yesterday was that he looked up. God, help me right through here. Sometimes, people of God, God have to take extreme measures to get you to where you need to be to adjust your eyesight. He got to do some extreme measures. But watch this here. When he gets you there, he needs you to look up. God, help me right up in this section right here, because it's working on me right now. You got to learn how to look up. And when you look up, you're going to look right into your destiny. You're going to look up, right? Come here. Your situation is not down on the floor. My grandmother used to tell us this all the time as kids. She said, baby, hold your head up. I used to try to figure it out. I thought it was a posture situation. But God began to show me as I got a little bit older. She ain't talking about your posture. She's talking about your posture. Come here. Let me help you. She ain't talking about your posture. She's talking about your posture. Come here. Let me help you. Your posture. You got to change your posture, ladies and gentlemen. When you change your posture and start looking toward, man, look here. Boss, Scott, you done shoot some up in me, Doc. Listen, when you learn how to shift your posture, stop looking at the floor and start looking toward the hills. What's coming to you? Look toward God. You may be broken, but you ain't dead. You may be jacked up, messed up, tied up, tangled up, but you ain't dead. Look toward the hill, my God. Look toward the hills which come at your help, and your help comes from the Lord. Ooh, Lord, God, help me. Scott, you know what? I'm going to ban you from worldwide gospel. I'm banning you from worldwide gospel. I'm going to ban you, Doc. Man, every time you come on here, Doc, Jesus, every time Pastor Scott come on, you mess this radio broadcast up. God Almighty, listen. We appreciate you, Doc. We appreciate you, God. We love you so much, man. Thank you for coming on and sharing. Thank you. Let's pray for the man of God. Stretch your hands towards your phone as we pray for the man of God. Stretch your hands towards your laptop or whatever you're listening to us on. We're going to pray for the man of God. God, we thank you for this weapon of warfare that you set among us. God, thank you for kindling our fire on this morning. Thank you for strengthening us, God, in every shape, form, and fashion. Thank you for speaking life to us on today. Thank you for giving us the ability to stand and to withstand in the storm. God, thank you for giving us the understanding that we may be broke, but we're not broken. Father, we thank you, Lord, God, for your wisdom and your power and your strength that you have poured into us today through the man of God. God, now we pray, God, that you would strengthen him on every hand. God, we pray that you would touch his body, touch his mind, touch his finances, touch his home, touch his job. God, touch everything that is connected to him, God. God, you breathe life into it, God. God, that everything that his hand touch shall prosper. Everywhere that his feet tread, God, he is the conqueror. God, every word that he speak, God, God shall be the word of life and the word of strength. God, we thank you for restoring him, God. God, in every place that he touches, God, we thank you, Lord God, for you are God and you are God all by yourself. And beside you, Father God, there is none other. And we give your name praise. We give your name glory. God, we give your name dominion. And we give your name power. And we thank you in advance, God. God, for sin in the mouths of the naysayers. There you go, God. Silence in every backlash, God. Every demon that was sitting on the wall that was watching, that had a plan, had a plot, had a decision in their mind, had to made their mind up to try to come against the man of God and against the word that's been spoken. Father, we bind them up now, God. We put a gag hold on them, God. God, we send them back to the dry places where they belong. God, we everything that every seed that they tried to drop, Lord. God, we thank you for it falling on stony ground, and it shall not prosper. In the mighty and rich and infallible name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Scott. Listen, I'm going to relinquish my stand. I'm going to let the man of God come back. And I want you guys to pay attention to where he is. If you're in his city, if you're in his state, if you're driving, this is another man of God. I need you to get to his church, y'all. I want him to share his way of getting in contact with him and all of that. Pastor Scott, if you see him there, please go ahead on and share that information, and we'll be right back. We'll come back right behind him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're located in at 1095 West Georgia Avenue. That's 1095 West Georgia Avenue in the city of the champions. That is the city of Manny, M-A-N-Y, Louisiana. The city of Manny, Louisiana, 71449. That's 1095 West Georgia Avenue, Manny, Louisiana, 71449. That's down there in Sabine Parish by Toledo Bend. Let me tell y'all something. If y'all ain't never been close to heaven before, you need to come to Sabine Parish, because I believe that the way they cook down there and the way we church down there is right outside of the gates of heaven. Y'all need to come on by and see us, y'all. I'm just joking, but that is our address. But we do have some divine cooks, and y'all ought to just come by. If y'all ever in the neighborhood, just come by and say hi. That's all we want you to do. Just say hi, and that way we can reach back out to the apostle and let him know that the connection from all over, not only in the United States, but in foreign countries as well. Doc, let the people know where all we're at when you come back on. But, yeah, just 1095 West Georgia Avenue, Manny, Louisiana. Come on, get y'all some gumbo. Holla. Love y'all.
Amen. Amen. And we thank God for that. Due to technical difficulties, we want to just go ahead on and make sure that the man of God got on and was able to share. We're just excited about the opportunity for us to be able to minister this word, not just here on the United States soil, but God has allowed us to be in 27 countries. And one of the blessed things about us being able to be there is that we're impacting them through allowing us to share that word. Let me give you my soapbox moment. I'm going to give me about 2 minutes. Some of these countries that are listening in, people of God, these people, they listen in on little internet systems, or they catch it through little phones and that they have the internet set up on, and they listen in and they hear us and they're blessed by it. But let me help you real quick. In some of these countries, it is taboo. It is a sacrilege. It's against their religion. It's against their policies that they have in place. And some of these people that are listening to the gospel, for them to have a scripture, not a Bible, a scripture in their home, is considered as an act of treason against their country. Now watch this. Let me mess with you real bad. Some of these people are pulled into the street and made an example out of. Some of these people, watch this here, their wives, their daughters, their sons, and even their husbands are sold into slavery because of a scripture. Some of us, we churched twice. Once at my bishop church, and then we churched at our church. So some of us had the opportunity to go to 2 and 3 different services. Watch this here. But the people that are listening in those foreign countries that hear us and are blessed by us, they take the chance of losing their life because of the love of Christ. Let me mess with you real bad. Do your relationship with God, if somebody came and told you that you couldn't read your Bible, you couldn't listen to your favorite gospel singer, would you willing to lay your life down for that? Greater love have no man than this, that he lie down his life for a friend. You take this gospel and you go into the highways and hedges. You see all the apostles, all of the prophets of the Bible. You see all these great men and women of God in the Bible, how they were persecuted for their stand in the word. You got a couple of them. One of them that lost their head. One of them was torn to pieces by horses. Come on here. Some of them were because they were contradicting that gospel. They because they were trying to preach an erroneous doctrine. Watch this here. They were beaten with iron rods and thrown into prison and chained in prison by feet and by hands. Watch. If your relationship with God, you're not willing to die. I felt that in my spirit. Y'all forgive me, but I felt that. Are you willing to die for your gospel? 27 countries, they listen to us faithfully. And we want to thank God for each and every last one of y'all. That's my soapbox moment. Thank you so much for listening in, all of our countries that are listening in. We appreciate you, all of the pastors and the apostles that are establishing churches in those rural countries. And we are praying for you. Because we know that you take a chance on your life every single day. So we want to say we appreciate you, we love you, and that we're praying for you, we're interceding for you, my brothers and my sisters that are out there that are laying the foundation of what you do. And we say thank you for your stand. Thank you for your heart for God. We thank you for just being who God has called you to be in this hour and in this time. Those countries are, we have the United States, we have Canada, we have Brazil, we have Ghana, we have Guyana, we have Nigeria, we have Kenya, we have Zimbabwe, we have South Africa, we have Jamaica, we have Saudi Arabia, we have China, we have Hong Kong, we have Germany, we have Bulgaria, we have Russia, we have Mexico, we have the United Kingdom, we have Paris, France, we have Japan, we have South Korea, we have the Ireland, we have India, we have Portugal, we have Netherlands, and we just picked up Italy a couple of weeks ago. So, man, listen, we're just excited about how God has literally came in and shifted us, man. That we're actually going on 3 years being owner-operators of the broadcast, and we just thank God. We're thankful. We're thankful to God for this opportunity and this chance to share this gospel across the country and what we do. Man, we appreciate you guys so much for tuning in and listening in and being a part of what God is doing. I'm not even going to try to back though what the man of God has done on the broadcast today, man. It was such a blessing to us. On today, it was such a blessing to us on today, and there are some of you all right now that is under the sound of our voice tonight to this morning, and you can identify with being broken, and in your brokenness, you may have been a part of ministry, and you fell away. Let me help you come here. Some of you were broken before you even got an opportunity to even know what church is. But I want to extend to you a new lease on your relationship with God. Thank you, Father. I want to extend to you a new lease on your opportunity to know who God really is, not just in your life, but for your life. He is a lover of them that diligently seek him. He is, watch this here, he is one that will find you right there where you are, and he'll love on you until you get it right. See, one of the biggest stigmas that we have in the church is that we need to come perfect. Perfection comes with work. I'm going to say that again because that blessed somebody that's under the sound of our voice this morning. Listen, perfection comes with work. I shared with the people yesterday, deliverance. requirements. Watch, say your deliverance comes with requirements. You come here, let me help you. You want to be delivered? There's some requirements. You got to stay away from people that ain't gonna do you no good. You got to stop hanging around folks that's lying to you and telling you that you're gonna be okay, and you really know that you're in a mess. Watch this. And the third one, you got to stay away from spiritual leeches, the ones that's gonna latch on to you and suck the life out you. Listen, I'm helping somebody this morning. You have to understand that in order for you to get to where you need to be, there's some breaking points that you need to get to, and you need to tell them enough is enough. I'm not gonna allow you to do to me what you've been doing to me. I'm not gonna allow you to continue to say to me what you've been saying to me. The who the Son has set free is free indeed. You're free because God has stepped into your situation. You are free because God has set deliverance in house. You are free because everywhere that the enemy wanted to come in and wreak havoc at, watch this here, you are now, come here, let me bless you. Let me give you something to work with. You are now free because you're hearing the word that's getting falling in your ear right now. So watch this here. Now with your freedom comes the relationship. Let me help you. With your freedom comes your relationship. This is what we're going to extend to you. We're going to extend to you another opportunity for you to get back in place. Those of you all that have fallen from the way, this is, listen, can I help you? I'm one of the ones that fell away. Come on. Let me help you. Without a test, there can be no testimony. So when you understand that your fall is a part of the testimony. See, you can't have a testimony without a test. And sometimes it's just like in school, we fail tests so we can retake them again so we can learn from our mistakes. Bless you. God bless you. I know that that's what you needed to hear this morning. You needed to hear that everybody that's in the church don't have the perfect track record. Come here. Let me show you something. Everybody in the church ain't got the perfect track record. We got some jacked up saints that's trying to cover up, trying to make it look like they more than what they really are. But in actuality, God had to do a work. Come here, let me help you. They look good on the outside. Pastor Scott helped you with that one. You dressed up, but you're still jacked up. Come on here. You look, oh Lord, get your pretty hat on. You got, oh Lord, got your hair, your nails, and your teeth done. Come here, let me. Ooh, you look good on the outside, but on the inside, you got some issues. But let me bless you to your blessed place, put you to your purpose, drive you to your destiny. Let me give you something to work with. We're gonna give you your invitation. We're going to give you your invitation so you can get yourself in relationship with God. One of the best things to do for you is get into a right relationship with God. Because he is the only thing. You know, we used to sing a song when I was growing up that he said, God is the greatest power. He can do what other powers can't do. See, we've been, God help me, we done been under the wrong power. We done been messing with the wrong folk. We done been entertaining the wrong stuff. It's not until we completely and totally understand that surrender is the only option when it comes to what God needs to do in your life. We don't sing songs like that no more. We don't sing I Surrender All. We don't sing songs like that no more. We sing songs that make us feel good. We sing songs that make us want to shout. See, we need to sing some songs that make us reflect and cry, because it's through our brokenness that God can do some work in you. Pastor Scott, you messed me up, Dr. Day. I'm telling you, you messed us up today. But I want to let you know, in your brokenness, people of God, in your brokenness. And your brokenness is where God works his best. So I want you to come with me as we share what we like to call the overcomer scripture. And it's very simple. It's Romans 10 and 9. And it simply says this. It says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be simple. Simple. Change your thinking pattern. Understand that he died for you. And thirdly, know that when you give your life to him, that he will keep you safe in the safety of his arms. Will he keep you safe? So I want to extend to those that are under the sound of my voice who do not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And for those that have backslidden, that have fallen from the way, I want to extend to you this opportunity to come. Meet me at your makeshift altar. Come. Bring your hearts and your minds to the altar as we pray. Simple prayer. Not complicated, not long drawn out. And I'm going to reintroduce that Romans 10 and 9 scripture. And in that Romans 10 and 9 scripture, when I reintroduce it, I want you to lift up your hands. If you can't lift up your hands, lift up your heart and lift up your eyes toward heaven. And allow God to work on you and in you to get you to where you need to be. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this opportunity and this time to pray for those that are in their sinful state. We pray for those that are, Lord, lost their way, that have fallen from your place where you have called them to be. Father, we pray that you would strengthen them, touch them. Advise them, give them the ability to stand and to withstand in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the rain. God, let them know that even in this, God, you are doing a great work for them, even now, Father. Touch their hearts and their minds. Father, Romans 10 and 9 gives them the clarity that says that if they confess with their mouth and believe with their heart, and yet die, and that you were raised from the dead, that they will be saved. Let your saving grace, God, just, God, lay across them now, God. Come over them now, Lord God. And just invade their space right now, God. And let them know that even in this state that they're in, you still love them. The Bible says that you're married to the backslide. Your word says that if they build their bed and hill, you're going to be right there with them. Meet them, God, in their broken place and restore them. Be as the potter in their life right now. God, even though they may be broken, mend them back together. Sometimes your crushing feels like you're taking us out, but in actuality, it is preparing us to be in a better place. And we're grateful, Father God, for wisdom. We're grateful for power. And we're grateful for your love that sustained us even now. We give your name glory. We give your name honor. We give your name dominion, and we thank you in advance. And we rejoice as heaven rejoices for those who have given their life to you as their Lord and Savior. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen, amen,
and amen. Listen, those of you all that are under the sound of my voice, and you're in the Houston area, be a part of our service. We're at 3029 Wayne Street. You could come and visit us. That's one of the things. We have three keys we want to share with you. Number one, the first key is that you'll get you a good church home. That's the reason why I mentioned 3029 Wayne Street in Houston, Texas. Come and visit with us. We have our services at 3 p.m. on Sundays. Please make it your business to come and to sit with us. We will be more than glad. We'll be happy glad that you come and be a part of what God is doing. Also, make sure that man or woman of God that you see that is behind the pulpit, their lifestyle lines up with the word that they're preaching. I'm going to say that again because it helps somebody. That the lifestyle that they live, watch this here, and the word that they preach it lines up. Be mindful in the fact that when you go and join, that these people, the people that you see, make sure, for clarity's sake, make sure that you're in a place that they're being, that you're being taught the word of God. Get you a really good Bible. Make sure that the word that they're preaching lines up with that Bible that you got in your hand. This is the reason why it's important that you have the word and that you study your word, that your word become life to you. It becomes your life source to you. So make sure you're connected with that Bible and connected with the work that God has blessed you and gave you to be able to do. Amen? Amen. Now, those of you all who would like to sow into the Worldwide Gospel Connection, you could do so. We have three ways to do it. We're working on a fourth. There's three ways to do it. The first way is for you to go to your Cash App, which is $WGC2020. Again, that's $WGC2020. You can also go to your Zelle. Your Zelle is 832-816-7933. And also we have PayPal. Those of you all who have PayPal, you can go to paypal.me/worldwidegc. Again, that's paypal.me/worldwidegc. And you can go to any one of those three ways to share your gift in giving. Share your gift in giving. We will be so glad that you would share. And we also, listen, those of you all that share, we want you to know that the monies that you send to us, your offerings, your gifts that you send, we take those gifts and we lift them up before the Lord and we pray that the Lord will bless and keep and open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you don't have enough room to receive. We pray over your gifts. We thank you for the sharing of your gifts, but we want you to know that we are honored to have you to sow into us. And this is God. This is good, fertile, sturdy ground. So we want you to know when you sow, we take your gifts and we lift your gifts up, and we pray over your gifts, and we pray that you wish that your gifts that you sow, they are blessed, and that they return back unto you. What you watch this here, double, triple, and a hundredfold back into your life. Amen. So those of you all that would, thank you so much for your gifts. Thank you so much for the sharing of your gifts. Those who have shared, those who have made those contributions and shared with us on this morning, we thank you so much. We appreciate you. We love you so much. And listen, continue to listen in. On Thursday, my lovely wife, Apostle Kashima, will be on, and she will have a Women's Day Thursday. Please make sure you tune in, call in, and listen in again on Thursday for her Women's Day Thursday. Make sure you connect with her on Thursday and share with her, because she has our daughters in ministry. All of our daughters in ministry will be sharing on this portion of the broadcast. We're just excited about who God, the women of God that God has placed in our ministry, and we're just excited about how they have progressed and came along, and they share, and they do a fantastic work. I'm telling you, if I tell you that they move, in the spirit. My God, we are just excited about what they do and how the Lord has blessed them to be able to operate spiritually in this thing. And to see, my God, such a strong prophetic gift, have such strong deliverance ministry in them. And we're just excited about what God is doing in them. And we thank God for now, no shade against our men. We have our campus pastor, Pastor Parker. He does a fantastic job. He is a man, if I tell you, this is a man after God's own heart. Powerful prophetic ministry, powerful deliverance ministry as well. We just love what God has done for us with the leaders that God has set up under us and being able to pour into leaders. We thank God for that. We thank God for that opportunity. Remember now, you guys that are looking for a church on this here in the Houston area, remember that's 3029 Wayne Street, Sundays at 3 p.m. Sundays at 3 p.m. Come on by and share with us. So you can follow the Abba House on Facebook. You can follow us on the Abba House on Facebook. We'll be on Facebook. Follow us there as well. Please make sure that you follow us. That way you can see the service times and see the events that the Lord has blessed us to be able to be a part of and be able to come and share with us at those events as well. Preaching engagements and the things of that nature will also be on there. That's on the Worldwide Gospel Connection page as well as the Abba House, and that is ABBA House, HOUSE. You can connect with us there on Abba House. You can see some of the services that we had. My God, what a service we had on Sunday. Such a powerful deliverance shift took place on Sunday. It was crazy. So we just thank God for just the opportunity to be able to speak life to those of you that are listening in and to be a part of what we're doing here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Now remember also, this portion of the broadcast is brought to you by Core Gifted Gift Bath Bombs and Body Scrubs. Please make it your business to get your hands on it. Now Christmas is coming up. We have your solution to your Christmas gifts right here with Core Gifted Gifts. You can get in contact with my wife, my lovely wife, none other than Apostle Kashima Douglas. She is the owner operator of Core Gifted Gifts. She has some fantastic body scrubs and bath bombs that you guys have to get your hands on. Listen, let me bless you to your blessed face, push you to your purpose, drive you to your destiny. You need to get your hands on some of these body scrubs, some of the most wonderful scents and the most relaxing Calgon take me away moment experiences, shower wise and your bath times. I'm telling you, it will bless your life. Brothers, listen, all my brethren under the sound of my voice, let me help you real quick. She got some men stuff too. It ain't just for the ladies. Oh, that ocean wave, Doc, I'm telling you, it will change your life. It'll change everything about your life. I'm just letting you know. We too, bruh. Listen, I tried it, and every time she make it, I make sure I don't take for the products. I tell her, just put me a little bit over to the side. whatever little crumbs left, just go ahead and let me have a little crumbs that left. The crumbs from the, listen, I'm like the widow. I'm like the woman that was sitting at the table. If the same crumbs that's in the bread is the ones that fall from the table. I ain't tripping. Just give me the crumbs. I'm straight with the crumbs. And let me go ahead on and use that. But listen, I'm telling you, brothers, you will be blessed. Ladies, you will be blessed. I'm telling you, it is one of the most beautiful scents that you have smelled in your life, and it'll bless your whole. It'll bless everything about you. It'll bless everything about you. So make sure that you get in contact with her, and that way you can get in contact with her just through text message or phone call, and that is 832-816-7997. Again, that's 832-816-7997, or you could go to CoraGiftedGifts.com and you can contact with her there as well. So please make sure you guys go and you get your hands on some of those Corey Gifted Gift Bath Bombs. And I promise you, you will be glad that you did. Make sure that you get yourself connected with that as well. So listen, we love you so much. We appreciate you so much. We're going to go get on. We're going to go take a quick commercial break. And you guys are listening in to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Please continue to listen in. Please continue to listen in as we play some good gospel music. Amen. We play some good gospel music. We have some great music that's going to be on the way. So please make sure that you guys stay connected with us and continue to listen in here at the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Show me your face, fill up this space, my world needs you right now, my world needs you. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you right now. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you.
Bring with it a sound that points us to you right now. Erase substitutes right now. Fix what I see. And God, please fix me. Let us see you.
Why I'm not ashamed to say.
made it through. See, I didn't lose. I experienced loss at a major cost, but I never lost faith in you. So if you see me cry, it's just a sign that I'm still alive. Oh yeah, I got some scars, but I'm still alive. In spite of God, he still has a plan for me, and it's working for my good, and it's building my testimony.
So glad I made it through.
In spite of the storm and rain,
heartache and pain,
I'm still alive, declaring that I made it through. I didn't lose.
Experience loss.
And a major cost.
But I never lost faith.
I'm so glad I made
it. Is there anybody in here have that testimony?
I made it through.
I made it through.
Side of the storm.
Side of the storm.
So glad I made it. I made it through. I made it through.
So glad I made it.
Thank you.
So glad I made it.
I could have lost my mind. I could have lost my mind.
I made it through.
But I made it through.
I made it through.
I wish I had a window. Is there anybody in here that's been through anything?
So glad I made
that you almost threw in the towel.
I made it through.
But when you look back over your life, you realize I made it through.
Oh,
I made it through. I made it through. I made it through. Is there anybody in here?
Thank you.
everything I've learned before. If you stay connected to the Master, He will lead you, He will guide you, direct you, He'll love on you, He'll live in you. Is there anybody that knows? Is there anybody that knows? Can I tell you one more thing? Your story may not be my story, but all of us got something that we made it through in this place. And if you would just be honest with yourself and with somebody else, you would look them in the face and say, I made it. It's just a sign that I'm still alive. Got some scars, but I'm still alive. In spite of calamity, He still has a plan for me, and it's working for my good. Oh yeah. I said it's working for my good. Sometimes I don't understand it. It's working for my
and you are worth